Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come onto the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have been following the show, you know that the first week of the month is when I actually present, which is the as a licensed esthetician, I talk about selling Avon products to the beauty professional, licensed beauty professional. The second week of the month, we have our roundtable discussion where we have Ellen Edwards, Gil and Clark, and we talk about various topics that are of interest to Avon representative, or we bring on an Avon, new Avon, or a seasoned Avon representative, and we mentor them on the air. The third week of the month is when we have the business opportunity meeting, and that is done with myself and Sashi. And then the third week of the month is when we have Gil and Clark, who talked about the various skincare products that Avon has, new and old. And then the fourth week, then I will speak again. And if there's a fifth week, we don't have a show. And then we're off on holidays. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you, if you have not done so already, to like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And I would like you to invite your members of your team, your upline or downline, to certainly go ahead and like our page as well, and to also listen to the show. And you can even ask your customers to listen to the show, particularly the skincare segment with Gielan, third week of the month. The fourth week of the month. And the third week of the month, the business opportunity. You may want to recruit them. So that was a mouthful. And I just want to congratulate those who are listening now or those who are going to listen later. This is Christmas Eve. I love Christmas. I really, really do. And I'm sitting here nestled in bills. I'm writing bills out, writing checks for the end of the year. And thank God I can write them. So today I want to talk to, normally my segment is the first week of the month, but we had to do a lot of switching around. And so Gielan took my place the first week of the month, and this is the week that Gielan actually is supposed to speak, but I'm going to speak today. And then we're going to be off for two Mondays because I'll be traveling again, and I'll be in the Dominican Republic. But today I want to talk about not what you can sell to the skincare professional, but what I want to talk to today is about something that I did, and I'm just so excited about. Oh, I was on Facebook, and I noticed that someone had this wonderful day planner, which they had purchased. And I would have purchased it. I actually was one of the many people who asked, where can you buy this particular planner? And I never got a response, which is okay, because I went ahead and made my own day planner based, and I customed it to my business. So I'm very, very happy with it, and I wanted to share that with you guys today. One of the things I want to do in the year 2019, I really want to pump up my business a notch, and we all should be doing this. Every year, every new year that we go in, we should go in with the plan that we would like to step up our game and increase our sales and business. So one of the things that I had done, I went to the dollar store, and I got one of those composition books. And to my surprise, they had the regular black and white one, but they also had these ones that were spring-looking, like these summer-looking colors. Of course, I bought that one. And then I went on the internet, and then I went also into my files, and I printed out sheets of paper. And one of the sheets of papers I printed out was a social media calendar. And it goes from the first of the month to the end of the month, and it tells you what you should be doing each day of the month. And then, so I paste that page in the front of my book. And then the second page, while we're talking, and I don't want, I'm doing this from memory, and I don't want to keep you guys out of the experience of what I've done. So what I'm doing now, I'm going into my room where I have my bags packed because I'm taking my planner with me. Oh, and I want to share it with you guys. So just give me a second, and I'll tell you what I have on my second page. On the hard cover part, I'm going to use a calendar that has the whole year on one page. That's what I'm going to put on the hard cover, inside cover of the page. And now I got to put. So my next page, and I'm putting my glasses on as I speak. When I put the page, let me mention that when I put the pages in, go to the dollar store, get glue stick, each page in half, and then put them in, insert them in the book. I took the glue stick and glued them in the book. So my second page, I have a blank calendar. And on what my intentions of doing on this blank calendar is to write what I'm going to do each day in the month. So, for example, if Monday is going to be at my administrative day, because my spa is closed on Monday, that I may put that there or make my phone calls or send out letters. That's what I may do on Mondays. And then I have Tuesday, what I'm going to do on Tuesday, Wednesday, and it will go on and on and on for that particular month. And on top, I can write the month, the year of that particular page. Then my next page, I have glued in my monthly income and how I have it. One column is date, and then I do notary, I have Avon, I do my facials, I have a travel business, and I get money from websites. So I have that, and then at the bottom I have a total so I can see exactly how much I made in my notary service, how much I made in Avon, how much I made in facials, how much I made in travel. And then I have a grand total, but I can see what for the whole month, but also I can see individual columns of how I'm doing each month. And on the top of that page, I have where I can put the date of that month. So it'll be like January 2019. Then I'll flip the page again. And my next page, oh, my TV just came on by itself. Wait a minute. Okay. My next page is called Details of Monthly Expenditures. So this is where I would write, like if I write a check, it'll say it has the day, payment was made to, a check number, and then the amount. Or if it's a cash, I write everything that I spend money. Because a lot of times we spend money faster than we get it. And then we say, well, I don't have any money. So this is, you can look through that. So that's what I have for that. So I can log in my cash, my credit card payments that I make, any kind of bills or whatever I'm spending money on to operate or to live, that's where that's going. Then I turn the page again. And I have a prospecting call sheet. And on that sheet, and many of you heard me say these last couple of months, I'm really, really going to get into fundraiser. So here is where I would write the people who I call. And I have, how I learned of this person. It could be through Penny Saver and the name of the team and the phone number. And then I write my notes. So that's where I have my prospecting call sheet. And then my next sheet is the Accelerate Your Personal Action Planner. And if I remember correctly, this is what Ellen Edwards has spoke about 2 weeks ago. That was Donna Mitchell thing that she had put together. And it has eight goal. This is the 8 to 10 goal. I'm sorry, 8 to 10 activities per day. And it has on one side, it has from 6 a.m. in the morning, you know I don't get up that early, to 10 p.m. at night. And on the right-hand side has the date. And then you have a mission. I guess you write your mission statement. And then it says accelerated earning action is grayed out. And it talks about coaching activities, appointments and interviews, accelerate business plan, collect and deliver customers' orders, conference calls, downline management report, generate new orders, follow-up leads, fundraising presentations, listen to skill-enhanced CDs, new recruit training, online training course, opportunity presentation, phone dial for referrals and follow-up, prospect power hour, product production, open house selling, reading business development books, sales meeting, unit meeting, other meetings, seminars, workshop, retreat, conference, top performance recognition and development website traffic. This is good because a lot of times we say that we don't have any business. Business is not good. But then when we go and we look at our personal action and there's no action, well, if no action, you're not getting any action. So, you know, this helped me stay on track. That's going to help me stay on track. So that's another page I have in the book. I think it may be, let me see. And then, And then after that, I have a blank page in case I have to write notes or whatever. And then the whole process starts all over again. And I have that for the whole year. And I'm going to be diligent about this. And I suspect that when you're diligent and passionate about, you know, putting together your marketing plan, your action plan, your business plan, this is what this is all about. You have no choice but to be a winner, to grow. Your business has no choice but to grow and develop. And so that series, I think it was a number of six pages of glued in inserts. I have that six times for 12 months, which was for every day in the month. What I did 4 months to get me started, and then once I get past the fourth month, I'll go ahead and do more 4 months and then 4 months again to have the whole year in here. But this is what I'm planning on doing because I am very serious about my business. I really want to make money. This is, you know, for many people, people are struggling. But it doesn't mean you have to struggle. You just have to find a way to make it possible for you. You have to find a way to make it work for you, and that's what I'm planning on doing. And that's why I'm putting together this book. I'm taking this book with me on vacation because I'm being on vacation. I will be away when day one starts. There's no – and everywhere you go, there's the internet, so I can start out by doing my internet information. I can start out by researching organizations that need fundraisers. I can start by coordinating and sending out emails for, and that just remind me, I should send myself an email letter for the fundraiser. I can start sending those out to different organizations. There's no reason why, just because I'm on vacation, I can't do these things. That's just an excuse. So, you know, I just encourage everyone to do that, to do a marketing or a business plan for 2019, because when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that is so, so, so true, that statement. If you want to have copies of my papers that I have inserted into my book, you know, certainly you can email me at pat@avonbronx.com. That's pat@avonbronx.com. And I would be more than happy to share this information with you. Because I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you grow your business. That's the whole purpose of this show, is to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. And until you receive my information, if you have Microsoft, I don't know if they still have it, but Microsoft Word used to have within their program a business plan where you can go ahead and fill in the blank, so to speak, to develop a business plan. If you haven't done that, I would suggest you do it. If you have done a business plan 5 years, 10 years ago, guess what? You got to do it all over again. It's a new day. I mean, time is passing, goals have changed, and, you know, you just need to do another business plan. So let me see what time it is. It's probably only 15 minutes probably past because I talk so fast. Hold on, everyone. It's 8:47. Like I said, I talk very, 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 very fast. One of the things also I'm going to put on my list, and I think I know I've mentioned this to people in my close inner circle, is that I always attend every Sunday or Saturday the YouTube University. You can learn anything that you want to learn on YouTube. And I would suggest you do that as well. Take time to go on next year, just go on to YouTube and look up stuff. It doesn't necessarily have to be Avon related. It could be anything that can enhance you or help you to develop or help you to grow. For example, I go on YouTube I live on YouTube just to learn Spanish. For those people who don't know, I've been taking Espanol. I have been enrolled in the University of Lehman, and I take Spanish classes twice a week, I'm sorry. And it's been very intense, but I've been hanging in there. And when I have problems with my homework or a problem with the assignment or I need enforcement, I go to the University of YouTube. When developing my business as an esthetician, you know, and planning and decorating, I went to the University of YouTube. If there's a procedure, a new product, a new technique that came out, I go to the University of YouTube to learn that. Everything you want to learn, even if it's something to do with that's computer related or how to use your cell phone or how to do search engines, whatever it is you want to learn, you can find it on YouTube. And I would suggest just take maybe an hour or even a half hour, because those videos are so short, you know, and take time to go and you know, search out different things. And then also Avon has videos. If you want to look at Avon videos, you can do that as well. The other thing I was going to suggest to you is, you know, if you haven't done so already, I belong to many groups. I've learned so much from the groups that I belong to. For example, the esthetician group. That's how I learned about this great calendar that I put together. I've learned so many things, you know, how marketing tips through the esthetician website. Facebook pages or groups, I should say. And I say that to say that one of the things many of the estheticians rave about and talk about how what has worked for them in terms of growing their business is they place things, pictures on YouTube. Not YouTube, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I just went blank. Instagram. A lot of people, they swear that Instagram really is doing it for them. So one of the things I had done, I went on eBay, I spent like $24, and I bought what is it called? It's like a camera box where you put an item in it, and you can really get really, it makes the items pop. So I'm planning on also, you know, making gift baskets like I always do, and or highlighting products through my little gift box that I had, that I purchased. You may want to do something like that as well. But certainly place photos on Instagram, because people are really saying they're making money, and they're saying they're not paying for an ad. Now, let me just say this. I'm on Facebook for my esthetician business, and I've learned that if you have a lot, if your name is coming up a lot on the internet, you come up high in the search. So, for example, every time I send emails out on my travel email, which is my main email, my travel business come up high in the search. I have my Avon website on my Avon email, and my Avon comes up. I come up high in the search for Avon. I mean, I really come up high because somebody came to me today. They contacted me yesterday, and they wanted to buy a necklace for their daughter. They Googled. There I am. That popped up. They came over today and picked up something for their daughter for Christmas. Easy peasy. So you want to think, you want to make sure that you go on groups. You want to make sure you're on Instagram. Oh, so I was saying. Let me go back to say. So I was saying all that to say that I for my esthetician business, I also have Groupon. And I noticed I got frustrated, because we all get frustrated sometimes. And I just said, I'm not going to pay for more any ad, because I do pay for ads on Facebook. And I decided I wasn't going to do it. Well, guess what? I wasn't getting any calls for my Groupon, because everything was like related. Because I come high up on the search, I will also pop up high on the search for Groupon. And because I wasn't paying for my ads for Facebook, I wasn't getting any clients through the Groupon. So I put one on yesterday, which is running right now, and it's going to end tomorrow, just for gift certificates. But but I pay for that, and I wouldn't suggest you pay for it, because a lot of people don't pay, and they get responses. But I don't seem to get that. I do better when I do a boost. And I boost like up to 4,000 people in my immediate area. So so that's what I do. But certainly, when I talk to people who are placing ads or information on Instagram, they're saying they're not paying and they're getting great results. Go figure. And then also when you post on Facebook, you can also have it connected to your Instagram. So I said that. Now let's see, where else are we going to go with this? Talk to everyone really, I can't stress to you enough how important it is to set goals. If you want to be President's Club, you really should be, I think it's the number, it's like 367 that comes to mind. Every campaign until next year, December, and that will guarantee you making President's Club. For those customers you have not seen, I would suggest going to Staples, buying a pack of they're called catalog envelopes. They come like 10 in a pack, they're real cheap, and you can send, what I do, people I don't hear from, I send them a brochure, because you need to maintain your customer, but you also need to increase your customer base as well. Let's see, we got time. Wait 1 second, everyone. I can't see. Oh, I still can't see. Wait, everyone. Oh, I got four more minutes. So that's what I would suggest. The new year, maybe not the first or the second, maybe that weekend, you may want to start touching base with your customers and telling them that you want to sit down with them and give them a free, F-R-E-E, consultation where you can go over their makeup and see what makeups are expired and which makeup should be thrown away, so which makeup is contaminated. A lot of people just don't know that, and they would really appreciate your help. Just like food has an expiration date, so does makeup. And then help them with that. And then you sit down with a catalog, and you can help plan what makeup to be that should be replaced. Now, keep in mind that Avon, for ladies in color, of color, Avon is going to come out with a complete new cosmetic line next year. So you want to start getting people prepped for that, you know. So you want, and then you want, and you want to put together maybe a buying calendar, so that for those people, you know, spending maybe $100 or more in one shot may be too much for them, but certainly you can start by saying, okay, we'll buy the lipstick, the lip liner, lip gloss, and lip brush this on this campaign. Next campaign, we'll buy eyeshadow, eyeliner, mascara. Next campaign, you're going to buy blush and highlighter. And maybe, and then the next one you're going to buy the primer, the facial powder, and the facial liquid. Then you, and the sponge. You've got to have the sponge for blending. And then you can plan her brushes and things of that nature. But you can break it down. You don't have to kill her with all of the purchases all at one time. So with that, I'm going to end the show. I want, again, to remind you, if you want copies of the pages that I put in my a marketing book, is you email me at pat@avonbronx.com. That's pat@avonbronx.com. I want to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a merry, 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 merry Christmas and a prosperous new year. And I'll talk to you, I think it's the 14th, which is that, I come back next year, the 14th of January. That's when I come back from the Dominican Republic. And I hope Santa finds his heart to give you everything that you want for Christmas. Good night, everyone. Thank you.